Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man who crashed on off-ramp of I-90 and leaves the scene of the accident arrested. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette police officers were called to a wreck on the westbound off-ramp at exit 124 on Wednesday night around 9 p.m. They located a 2009 Ford passenger car that had hit two delineator posts. Witnesses saw the driver flee the scene prior to officers' arrival when he was picked up by an unknown vehicle, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. While talking to officers, the owner of the car, a 52-year-old woman, said her 18-year-old son had been driving the car. They were able to reach the man by phone, but he refused to answer questions. Wasson said the officers had been in contact with the 18-year-old throughout the night, and several hours after the crash, at around 1 a.m., he agreed to meet with police at the Common Sense on South Douglas Highway. He told them he wanted to report the vehicle and two handguns had been stolen. Officers observed he was showing signs of impairment, and he began to shout at the staff and customers using obscenities and vulgar language. He was told by officers to stop yelling and leave the store, but he refused and continued. He was arrested for breach of peace. The teen was also cited for minor in consumption of alcohol, speed too fast for conditions, hit and run, and no insurance. He was transported to the detention center without further incident. The estimated damage to the delineator poles was over $1,000. Campbell County Medical Group announced the opening of its new patient access center at Campbell County Memorial Hospital. The patient access center is staffed by CCH employees and is located on the fourth floor of the main CCH building. Patients and community members can call one phone number to manage scheduling, registration, insurance verification, appointment reminders, and co-payment collection services, according to the press release from CCH. The patient access center will be fully operational on Wednesday, February 1st. Patients will experience reduced call wait times, fewer voicemail prompts, reduced wait times to check in and check out of their clinics, and overall streamlined patient experience. The Patient Access Center will initially focus on services provided by CCHS clinics, specifically main, third floor, and pulmonology clinics, but the services will expand to include other ambulatory-based clinical services over time. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.